In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When I write y'all, all across the USC, Compton, Watts, Bay to LA, Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer county. So if you keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gon' tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gon' tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Stale.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the streets.
Where you at? This is OG Gangsta Granny, and the Gangsta Chronicles podcast is back in effect. Get ready for some of that G shit.
Welcome to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Black Effect Podcast Network. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit the purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, and of course, I'm with my homeboys.
Big J.
Yeah.
Oh, 8 over there lighting up. I see you blazing up, 8.
For sure.
I was just talking about, man, you know, I was talking to James before you came on, man. And it's like we just don't had a couple of young cats, man, in the city of Compton have lost their lives. Block Boy, the Kia Block Boy, man, I guess he was taking a page out of Tekashi's book and was out, you know, trolling people or whatnot. Going from neighborhood to neighborhood, doing little things, you know, crossing people's names out, just being disrespectful. But, you know, I found out that was my partner's son, man. So, you know, I ain't gonna put their names out there and everything, but rest in peace to that young man, man. And it's just a shame, man. Our young people is losing their lives, man, at alarming rates, man.
Right, right. And it's a waste of life. That little brother that's out there crossing our names and all that shit, he's another little cat that don't understand and didn't understand the significance of how niggas feel about being banging, how they feel about banging and crossing out the set. If you ain't with it like that, then you shouldn't be doing that type of shit. You got cats out here are still serious about gang banging, about their hood, about their names being X'd out. And it's sad because he lost his life behind some spray paint and crossing out some names.
Yeah, it's sad, man. It's real sad.
A waste.
It's real sad, man. And I don't know if you guys were familiar with the other brother that lost his life, man. The rising basketball player in Compton, man. 19 years old, man. Somebody gunned him down while he was eating his breakfast, man, on the passenger side of the car.
He had to been in somebody's car that somebody knew who car that was. Or and like you were saying, like you said earlier, just because you're an upcoming star basketball or whatever the case might be, don't tell you what he was involved in.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what type of shit he was doing outside of playing basketball. But still, at the end of the day, 19, what could he have done to cost him his life? You know what I'm saying? That's the question.
Real shit.
You know, you're 19 years old, man. You could have caught a fade with this cat, but niggas don't fight no more. Everybody got a gun. Everybody want to use that gun.
Yeah, that's what I read. I got the briefing on it right here. 19-year-old fatally shot in Compton, ID'd as rising basketball star, gunman at large. You know, they show the footage. Another young man creeping on the side of the car, pulling a pistol out of his waistband and just dumping the dude out. You know, the authorities searched for him now. So now you got two people, man, whose lives is fucked up because somebody is going to tell on this kid. Somebody go tell him this guy that shot this other kid, right? He's going to go to jail for the rest of his life. And you got another dude whose life is gone, too. So you got two people's lives impacted by this, not to mention the families and everybody else, man. It's just a sad cycle, man.
Yeah, you got more than two people that's affected by it, dog. You got everybody that was counting on this little 19-year-old boy to make it. It's sad. That's what I'm saying. You never know what he was involved in, but is it worth his life? I can honestly say that now because I can say none of the shit that we've done in the course of gangbanging was worth it. At the end of the day, it was not worth it. And here we are trying to fight back for the second chance. You know what I'm saying? A life.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the majority of us survived. A lot of us didn't. I lost a lot of homeboys. Ain't gonna never have no kids. Ain't gonna never get married. None of that shit. By something that we believed in. And at the end of the day, niggas disrespected every day. Every day they go out there gangbanging, it's being disrespected. You know what I'm saying? So it's tragic. It's tragic. At the end of the year, too. Mm-hmm. It's
crazy, man. You know, but this is what they say. Sheriff's investigators on Wednesday released video of the shooting, which shows the gunman approached the driver's window on foot and fired into Lewis's vehicle. The young man's name was Carl Lewis. He was struck multiple times in the upper torso. The shooter then took off running and got into a white sedan and fled east on the Lander Boulevard. So you got this guy, man, they see, you know, and that's what I don't think these cats think about when they go do stuff. You could tell it ain't no type of planning to it or nothing else. It's like one of them things like, oh, there he go. And they activate. They don't do no type of planning or nothing like that because they got him walking up to the vehicle shooting and got the car that he don't jump into to get away.
That's another episode of First 48. And that's how you get caught. And here you are. Your life is over with now. You know what I'm saying? Because guarantee you they're going to strike your ass out. They're going to give you life.
Yeah, for something like that, you definitely finna go down, especially if the kid was not involved in gang banging. But like you said, you never know what could be going on. These young kids nowadays, you know, mistaken identity or you the homie of somebody or, you know, that's just how they get down today. Fuck it. We gonna shoot and we gonna shoot up. But apparently it had to be a situation to where a motherfucker saw him sitting and decided, hey, I'm finna go park the car and then creep on a nigga because they over there sitting. So not knowing if he was affiliated or, you know, hanging with or somebody who got a beef with another nigga who just decided, you know, to do that. You know, but that's the nature of the beast, so to speak, of when you gang banging and when you just.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wrong place, wrong time, or a motherfucker.
Guilty by association, eh?
There you
guilty
go.
Guilty by association.
You already know it, shit. I could be sitting with a motherfucker and ain't got no beef with a nigga, but shit, if they start dumping, they not looking to dump over me. They looking to dump whoever. So that's just the nature of the beast when you gang banging and you associate it. Like you say, guilty by association, and it happens all the time.
Right, right.
Yeah, man, you know, it's crazy. And you know, it's like we already have a lot of craziness going on. Like this 2020, man, has almost been like a movie, man, from this pandemic that we got going on now, just everything else, man. It's almost like you look up sometimes and just hope that you're waking up from a dream or something. Like, you know, just like with the COVID, I know a month ago we lost the homeboy. Earlier this month, the homeboy Gangsta Red from the Booyah right. Tribe, he died of COVID, man. You know, we lost Tiny Lister, alias Debo, man, the COVID, man. So it's like, man, we just, it's almost enough to make you lose your mind, man. It's a lot of bullshit going on.
Well, when the COVID first hit, I lost my little cousin.
Exactly.
We got Reggie Wright fighting for his life right now. So it is hitting home, and then you see all of these people dying from it, and we yet to get it. We yet to... Man, put your mask on. We don't want to, what we say, we don't want to pay attention, take heed. We don't want to believe it. We got to believe this shit is some real shit. A lot of people is dying, and people that we know is dying. So everybody out there got to do their part and stand away, covering up, washing your hands, doing the whole nine, because now we finna go into 2021. I ain't trying to die from that shit. And don't be mad at me if I don't shake your hand or let you get in my face with a conversation.
Exactly. So, got to take precautions and shit, you know, especially when you got family members and people around that could easily be sick or have something else pre-existing, you know. So you definitely got to be careful. You know, I've known people who have had it, who have gotten real sick, people who have passed from it. So I know a lot of people think it's some bullshit. It's some kind of control to where they figure the government is trying to get control of people and, you know, having people follow these rules or whatever. But when I guess it hits home and people start realizing and it gets to a point where you start knowing people personally who've been affected by it and who have passed or whatever, then, you know, it's only right to try to follow the rules that could try to get us back to some kind of normalcy and shit. Cause I know that's what everybody want to do, you know, get back to normal, but we have to be able to prevent the bullshit that's going around before we can get back to normal. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wait a minute. Come here. This is my little nappy head right here. I've been raising. This is my little grandson, Lionel. Say hi.
Hi.
He been giving me a problem. Mm-hmm. God said, I'm going to give you something. even tougher. I'm going to let you see what's going on here. This is my little trouble child right here. But he 100. All right, go play. But, yeah, she just lost her life, and she had the COVID and some other things going on with her, and she didn't make it. So I'm going to be in Vegas Sunday. They just going to have a memorial for her. And that's one thing I want to say. We sit out here and worry about buying cars and all this other shit. We need to get insurance. Everybody need to get insurance.
Definitely. This
being cremated because you don't have a choice, man, ain't a good look. This whole time we run around here, we do everything we want to do, buy all the shit we want to, but we just won't purchase insurance. And Terry is having a hard time trying to bury her sister, which they have no choice but to cremate. So, man, everybody need to get insurance out there.
Yeah, everybody got it.
That's definitely important, you know, because motherfuckers don't be knowing when they get sick, especially niggas who be on our type of, you know, level. You know, we be thinking as niggas, you know, we can, you know, withstand and fight off a lot of shit, you know, because just being in the streets and being through a lot of war zones and battles and shit, we kind of forget about, you know, health is wealth. And motherfuckers don't be eating right or drinking and doing all the extra shit. So that could just add to the badness of catching the COVID or whatever. And like I said, people with pre-existing conditions, you know, that could really fuck you up. So that's something that we should really be trying to push as far as black men is concerned, you know, because there's a lot of hood niggas out here I know that don't even fuck around with health insurance or whatever, going to the doctor and all that. But to be able to have longevity and withstand a lot of shit, niggas got to have that medical. You feel me?
Right, right.
For sure. And the thing is about it, man, it's like pretty much, you know, you got the homies that smoke weed and, you know, smoke cigarettes. And I tell them, I say, man, for the price of a pack of cigarettes, you can get you some insurance. You can get you at least some basic insurance, man. I think to get a $100,000 policy is only like $15 a month.
Exactly.
You want to get that policy so you don't leave your people and just, you know, it's already fucked up when somebody lose somebody's, you know, a member of their family, and it just compounds to the stress when you got to try to figure out a way to bury somebody.
Yeah, right. You got to start motherfucking, you know, the little pages to try to raise money and all that shit, the GoFundMe pages and all that, because a lot of us go through the shit where we not thinking about it. But, you know, my mom's is always a person who, she hits me up every other day and be like, man, you own that insurance, you paying for that life insurance, because, you know, you could never know what happened. You don't want to leave motherfuckers in a bind.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're leaving your people in the bind. It's like if I don't pay for nothing else every month, I make sure I pay for that insurance. You know what I mean? Because that's what I don't want to do, is leave my family the burden. And, you know, and that's a whole nother show, man, you know, in itself about the insurance, because it don't cost as much as people think.
Exactly.
It don't cost enough.
They're giving the shit away.
So yeah, for sure. Because I'm going to tell you, one thing about it, death is inevitable. I don't give a fuck who you are, how rich you are, how poor you are. One thing about it, we all leaving this motherfucker one day, somehow, some way.
Oh, definitely. You know, and that's something to think about. And especially if you niggas been in the streets and they made it this far, you got to know shit. It's coming one day. You ain't going to be able to withstand it. You feel me?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So that's the first thing you ought to be thinking about, especially if you got kids or grandkids, or you know what I'm saying, especially if they in a struggle and doing right now with nobody working and motherfuckers is stressing out because of that. It'll be fucked up for the times, you know, just like James said, you know, people's having hard trying to bury their people because funds ain't right. So, you know, get that medical, get that insurance, man. That's valuable.
Right.
It's real valuable, man. You know, and then this about, you know, we about to close out, man, this 2020, man. One of the worst years of my life, just as far as just stuff that's going on, man. Not to make this just a whole depressing episode, but it's just me being real. What are some of the goals, man, that you guys got, man, for this upcoming year?
Man, just try to stay healthy. You know, try to avoid bullshit, you know. We always run into bullshit. Goals are to just try to, you know, watch my son achieve, you know, raise my son good, watch him achieve, you know, just try to maintain the business. You know, the podcast is doing good. Try to stay maintained on what I've been doing. Don't try to get out of bounds with nothing critical, you know. Just try to stay healthy, man, and maintain and try to avoid beefs with motherfuckers, you know. I've learned that, you know, people who usually talk behind your back or say shit or whatever, you know, you got to learn how to just bypass that and let it go. And everything is happening on a level of where things are happening good for you. So my goal is just to avoid bullshit with motherfuckers in 2021 and just try to stay on the good path, humble and healthy. That's my goal.
Right, right. As for me, man, I just want to grow. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a different place. I truly believe I got a second chance to grow, and I'm just going to try to grow. I got a 40-year-old that I got to teach how to be a young man opposed to being a wild and out little cat and, you know, keep your pants up, your head up, and walk right. So I got that's a task in itself. But my whole thing is my family has pretty much kind of like fell apart. And my goal is to get my family back right and have them Sunday dinners and shit like we used to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, be able to communicate. And now that I can, you know, be there for them, it should be easier to get closer to them. Not just because of that, but, you know, after mom's passed, we just fell the fuck apart. And I think being the oldest boy out of all, I have to put my pants on and just say, fuck the dumb shit. Because we ain't going to be here every day, dog. And I don't want to not be talking to a sister, my brother, and something happen. So my thing is just to get my family tight. You know what I'm saying? And continue doing what we're doing. I got a whole bunch of blessings. I got more blessings than I did this year than I ever had. So, man, that's one good thing. So, just stand on the right path, man. Just stand on the right path.
My 2021 goals mirror you guys on the same, just as far as like touching with AC, just, you know, staying healthy. I don't know if a lot of people know it or not. I've lost like 35 pounds. You know what I mean? I want to continue on that loss, man, because, you know, people will see you and say, oh, man, you swole, you big, but the older you get, that weight, I don't care if it's muscle or fat, it ain't no good for your heart to be carrying. You know what I mean? All that extra weight and stuff like that. So I'm losing weight, and like James said, man, just continue growing the show, man. Just continue to grow our brand, because we all, like, depend on each other for this. So just you know, continued success, man, for the show, that we continue growing and everything. It's a good feeling. You know, we going down to Dallas like either in February or March. Hopefully that depends a lot on what this COVID stuff is doing. We got a whole lot of requests for people to get us out on the road, man. So just doing that, man, and just continuing, man, to thank God for the stuff that I do have. I think sometimes we focus too much on what we don't got going on. But when we look at what we do got going on, we got some incredible stuff going on, and we all been blessed. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. You know, I look at it like this. This year, it has its downsides. It has its bad points. But I look at it like this. Through the Gangsta Chronicles, I met people that I never thought I would fuck with. Eight, I know you feel probably the same way. I would have never knew James. I've been on that page with him if it wasn't for Gangsta Chronicles. And I met a lot of people that was in the same boat as me, but we would have never fucked with each other just on the street, on that aspect of it. And I'd have never knew what Eight was about and all the other people that I ran into. And it's a lot of good people out there. And sometimes we just don't have the opportunity to get to know that person is a good person. And I met a lot of good people in 2020. That's one good thing for me. I met a lot of good people that if I was living another life, I wouldn't have never had the chance to meet them people. So I'm thankful for that. I'm cool with that. So I rock and roll with that. So that's one of the good things for me, dog.
Exactly. And, you know, going back to what Eight said, man, you know, like, you know, the whole beef thing, man, I always thought, like, man, we all of an age, man, where we have to be mature, man. So if anybody out there has any issues with me or anything like that, I apologize. Even if I don't know what the hell you mad about, but I apologize.
I apologize, but I don't know what the fuck you mad at.
No, I don't know what the fuck you mad at.
Let's get that over with. Yeah, motherfucker. I ain't carrying no bullshit in 2021. So
exactly.
Let's get that out the way.
So if you coming at me with some bullshit, you gonna be the only one talking to yourself. I'm not gonna respond, man. And, you know, and then that was it, man. We not going to do no long, lengthy-ass episode tonight because we know y'all out there with y'all families, man. Bring the new year. We just want to tell y'all, first of all, we appreciate y'all that's listening to this show because without y'all, we ain't shit.
Exactly. And right. For coming on the show, people tuning in, listening, y'all be careful. We're glad that 2020 is ending because it's been so fucked up for a lot of us. But 2021 is coming. And just be safe. Y'all be healthy out there. Y'all be humble. And let's just continue to grow. Keep tuning in. And, yeah, that's all I got to say. Yeah.
For sure. And I think you ended it off perfect. Hey, you got something else to say to the people, James?
No, shit, they just said it all. I feel the same way you feel. Let's just keep it 100 this year and keep it moving. Let's get it.
So, man, well, that's it, man, right there, man.
Y'all gonna hit me on the 31st, 12 o'clock. I'm planning on doing everything. I'm shooting everything, and I'm gonna be popping. So y'all hit me out there. Just put your ear to the sky. You hear me?
That's right. We gonna be popping fireworks on the 31st. So don't even
all trip. The time.
For sure, man.
All right, everybody, keep it 100.
Gangsta Chronicles. We out.
Peace. Well, that concludes another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Be sure to download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. For Apple users, find a purple mic on the front of your screen, subscribe to the show, leave a comment and rating. Executive producers for the Gangsta Chronicles podcast are Norman Steele, James McDonald, and Aaron MCA Tyler. Our visual media director is Brian Wyatt, and our audio editor is Taylor Hayes. The Gangsta Chronicles is a production of iHeart Media Network and the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.